With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate, within the last 30 minutes, confirming Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. And the vote would place him, does place him, atop the nation's premier federal law enforcement agency. Patel's nomination comes on a vote of 51 to 49. Correspondent Ed Donahue just prior to the vote.
During his confirmation hearing, Patel says he has been taken out of context.
There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken by any FBI should I be confirmed as the FBI director.
In various podcasts, Patel referred to law enforcement officials who investigated Trump as criminal gangsters. Republicans have complained about law enforcement bias during the Biden administration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from the Department of Government Efficiency back to citizens as sort of a dividend. He also says some of the DOGE cost-cutting efforts would be used to pay down the nation's massive debt. Also, at SRNnews.com, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has his day in two courts in Seoul.
Yoon was shuttled around Seoul in a prison transport vehicle for both cases, which related to his brief imposition of martial law in December. Security was heightened at the Seoul Central District Court for Yoon's first trial hearing on charges of insurrection. The court scheduled another preliminary hearing in March while it reviews a request to release Yoon from custody. The South Korean leader then traveled across the capital to the Constitutional Court for the last scheduled hearing in his impeachment trial. The court said it will hold final arguments next week, but it may add more sessions to call additional witnesses to testify.
United States has sanctioned a Rwandan government minister, that for his alleged role in the conflict in neighboring Congo. This is SRN News. Two more transgender bills under consideration in Colorado.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced a measure that would punish an individual if he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of a person who is living as the opposite sex. They've also put out legislation that would force coroners and medical examiners to list a deceased person's gender identity on the death certificate, not their actual biological sex. Colorado is one of the most liberal states in the nation, and a number of its LGBT laws have been challenged in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signing an executive order aiming to help people hoping to expand their families through in vitro fertilization by reducing costs for the procedure. Cost now can go $25,000 per cycle. Order instructs the assistant to the president for domestic policy to give the president a list of policy recommendations on protecting access and reducing cost. This is SRN News. All Americans' approval of Congress is at a four-year high. Here's Bob Agnew.
The latest Gallup poll shows 29% of respondents approve of the job Congress is doing, 69% disapprove. On January 15th, the same poll showed just 17% approval. The surge coincides with Senate confirmation of several Trump cabinet nominees and Republican majorities in both chambers working to advance the president's agenda on issues ranging from the border to national security and the U.S. economy. Bob Agnew reporting.
Crews are working to fix a large water main break that left hundreds in Detroit, in a neighborhood without power and heat. More than 90 people had to be helped from their homes after the nearly century-old 54-inch water main burst earlier this week, leaving streets and basements flooded in what officials say bitterly cold conditions. More details at SRNnews.com.